This week's parasha begins, Zois chikas ha-Torah. Zois, these are the decrees of the Torah, referring to the laws of the Parah Adumah. Chokim are mitzvahs that are illogical. They transcend rational reason. Parah Adumah is the quintessential chok. Why is it so mysterious? Because Parah Adumah is the ultimate paradox. One of the unique halachas of the Parah Adumah is that it is metar tameim, it purifies the impure, and at the same time, a metame tahirim, and it renders the pure impure. The person administering the sprinkling, they themselves become defiled, and they require immersion in a mikveh to purify themselves. The Sefer HaChinuch usually offers the reasons behind every mitzvah. However, regarding the Parah Adumah, he says that even Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men, said, Amarti echkama, v'hi rechoikam emeni. I will be wise, but this is distant from me. I researched, I sought, but I can't grasp its essence. So even though we don't know the reason for Parah Adumah, Rabbi Yitzchak of Varka offers a powerful theory. He says, the mitzvah of Parah Adumah is teaching us to what extremes we must go for Havas Yisrael. Someone is Tomei, metaphorically speaking, means someone that's alienated, they feel isolated and estranged, they're perhaps going through a very difficult time, and they don't have anyone to share it with, so people will be sympathetic to their plight. But at the same time, they will employ a safety mechanism to protect themselves from becoming too emotionally invested. However, Parah Adumah is teaching us otherwise. Metar tameim or metame tahirim. Metar tameim, if you really want to purify and elevate people that are going through adversity and hardships, showing concern and being sympathetic is not enough. You have to become empathetic. Put yourself into their shoes. And when that happens, metame tahirim, you yourself will become tameh. You will get dragged down. Just like when the Kohen wants to go through the process of helping someone that is tameh become tahar, he himself becomes tameh. This phenomenon applies when helping others as well. Metame tahirim, you yourself may become tameh. You will become emotionally invested. And in some instances, it will even take over your life. But that is the essence of Ahavas Yisrael. Parah Adumah is teaching us how far, how much care and compassion we have to have. Go into the mud to lift another yid. Ramatlov Chernobyl said this amazing story. There was once a simple wagon driver, a lowly balagula. He was barely connected to Yiddishkeit. Maybe once a year on Kol Nidre night, he would show up in shul. But not much more than that. One dark, rainy evening, he's traveling along on a muddy road when he sees a Jewish family stranded off to the side. Their wagon had veered off the path and was sinking deep into the mud. And without hesitation, he jumps off his wagon and he takes a look and he sees a young couple with their children inside, and their wagon slowly being swallowed up by the earth. He grabs his horse, he ties ropes around their wagon, and after hours of back-breaking labor, manages to pull them out of the mud, and he saves them from certain death. Years go by, and this wagon driver passes away. He comes up to Shemayim, and his judgment begins. The Beis Shemayim looks at the scales, and it doesn't look very good. Very few mitzvahs, and a lifetime of averus. The verdict is almost certain. He's headed for Gehenna. But suddenly, a defending Malach comes running. Wait, what about the time he saved an entire family from dying in the mud? The Beis Shemayim places the entire family, all six of them, onto the scale of the mitzvahs. But the other side is still much heavier. And then the Malach says, but it's not just six people that he saved. What about the children, their grandchildren, for all generations, generations of Jews that will emerge from them, all because of what that year did this night? They should also be placed on the scale. So they place all of his descendants onto the scale, and the scale begins to shift. It's close, but still not quite enough. Then the Malach says, and what about the mud, the filth, the schmutz, the hours that he spent covered in dirt to save another Jew, a whole Jewish family? So they agree that all the mud should go onto the scale. And with that, the scales tip in his favor. And he's saved for all eternity. What a story. A moment of kindness. A moment of sacrifice. A moment where you choose someone else's needs over your own. It might not make headlines here, but up there, they're weighing the mud. Letame taharim. When a Jew goes down into the mud for someone else, even if he's tameh, even if he's not pure, then Hashem says, letar tameim, I will make him pure. When we are willing to get dirty for another yid, Hashem rewards us far beyond our expectations. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.